The one place where news.
I got a $200 bottle of Hennessy coming along.
Woo! That's in the box.
This is Rant EM Radio.
Yeah, a couple of sips of that, and that'll knock off the. Hold on, man. I heard one. Are you drinking a domestic? A foreign, I mean?
Nah, it's a Stella.
Ain't no telling what Doom drinking. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast, episode number 73 of the Sports Report. Damn, we two episodes away from 75. Damn. Time is certainly flying by when you're having fun. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. You guys can join in. Hopefully Doom. We got Doom here with us. We got Rage. Hopefully Rage will be with us. We already have. We got Gene from Cleveland. Gene, you got lots of planning to do in your neck of the woods, my friend. Oh, my gosh.
I keep telling y'all, we got a lot going on.
Y'all got a bunch of stuff.
I'm like an hour away from Cleveland.
Wow. Okay.
But,
you get all the news though.
We got a lot going on. That's why I'm gonna need at least probably maybe 8 to 10 minutes to talk about, you know, all this today.
If it ain't Ohio State, it's the Cavs. If it ain't the Cavs, it's the Browns.
You know,
LeBron
leaving, everything go to shit.
Oh, my goodness. But the first thing I want to get on board, something that was very perturbing to me on Saturday, was Florida State's loss to Clemson. I was thoroughly embarrassed to be a fan of Florida State. Everybody keeps saying, give Taggart time. No. Hell no. He needs to go. He looks overmatched. He looks overwhelmed when he's on that football field. And the thing he always loves to do, he doesn't take accountability for nothing. He, again, two press conferences, he throws his players under the bus. Two press conferences. One on Saturday and another today. There was infighting within the team. Teammates throwing punches at each other during the game. They're going to miss the first half of the next game.
That's some bullshit. You shouldn't even be fighting. You got to go as a coach.
Not only that, but you're getting your ass handed to you, and there's Florida State players smiling on the football field like ain't nothing wrong.
Well,
like ain't nothing wrong.
It's no discipline, dog.
None at all.
I got a problem with Florida. You know, they're not.
Florida ain't no better. Florida ain't no better.
Or Florida State.
Florida ain't no better. You saw a picture on Facebook.
Miami.
You saw a picture on Facebook of a Florida State player, a Florida player choking a player from Georgia while he was down on the field.
We need to call Tony C to the cop and see what's going on with his state.
Yes. What the hell is going on in your state, Tony C? What is going on? But that loss by Florida State, look, I wasn't expecting them to beat Clemson. You can't expect that. But 59 to freaking 10? At home?
Yeah, they shouldn't even showed up.
The worst.
They should have put the practice squad in.
The worst home loss in history. Not only that, they they put the backup backup quarterback got a touchdown against their third string. That was the only thing positive we could take from that game was that Blackman looks to be ready. That's the only thing we can look.
He was actually pretty efficient for the time he was out there.
Yeah, that's the only thing that we can really say that went down. But everything else, nah. People keep telling me, oh, we need to give Taggart time. Oh, we need to give Taggart, make sure he gets his recruits up in there. You know, this is Jimbo's recruits. That's fine. Look.
It's game eight.
It's game eight.
Yeah, if he ain't got it down by now, it ain't nothing too much going to change for the rest of the season.
Ain't nothing going to change for the rest of the year. We ain't going to a bowl game. If we go to a bowl game, I'm shocked. You got to win, what, six games? Be bowl eligible? That ain't happening.
He's so far from bowl eligible. He call it bowl eligible now. He that. But it shows that he has no control whatsoever of this team.
None.
Now, speaking of Florida State quarterbacks, Jameis Winston is done.
Oh yeah, I was gonna get him tonight too. I was gonna get on that tonight too. We can go ahead and get on that now.
Yeah,
it's a perfect segue.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Led right into his demise.
Oh yeah, it's over for him.
They should have kept Fitzpatrick in the whole time. I mean, he had that one game against the Bears, but the Bears they literally got Bears on that damn defense. Mm-hmm. It's manimal.
Yeah, that game for Fitzpatrick was one of those games where they had.
It didn't matter who you put back there.
It didn't matter who you put back there. They was just that tough. And then he's going to have a bad game.
Yep.
But one thing I did respect, though, is the fact that they did give Jameis another shot. You know, they just didn't, you know, kind of tuck him away and say, you know, you can be a bench player. But. It obviously showed. I mean, four interceptions in one game. Come on, man. Jameis?
No, they said in the last four games he's had 11 interceptions.
Yep. Yeah, 11 interceptions. Yes.
Yep.
That's bad.
Terrible. I mean, that's worse than Eli Manning. You
know, mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's worse than Brian Sipe the second.
Why you go to that man like that? And
I'm hearing they're losing the locker room too because Deshaun Jackson is having an issue.
He wants out. It was reported that he was wanted a trade. Then he kind of recanted, but once it hit the airwaves, it's pretty much evident somebody knows that he wants to get out of there.
He come to the Saints. Yeah. We'll take him. He come to my Saints. We're going to get into my Saints a little bit later. I didn't think they were going to win that game against Minnesota. I really, really didn't. I was surprised that they won that game. Yeah. Happy that they won. He can come to the Saints. We need another wideout since Ted Ginn out. So he'd be the perfect replacement. Perfect replacement. And then when Ginn come back, uh-oh. You got Jackson. You got Ted Ginn. And you got Michael Thomas. You can't beat that. So we'll take him down to Orleans. That is for sure. He is up for trade. We will happily take him. Happily take him. Getting back to college football for a second. We're going to have Alabama versus LSU coming up this week. I think I saw the opening line being 14.5. Is that low? I'm thinking that's
for what? For LSU?
I'm kind of thinking that for LSU. I'm thinking that's kind of low. I don't view that to be a defensive game.
You think Alabama's gonna go in there and just run through them?
I think they will. I think they will. But I think LSU's is gonna put some points on the board. I don't think Alabama's gonna shut them out.
What time is that game? Is it a primetime game or?
I think it's a primetime game.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I don't think LSU's gonna get blown out.
No. I don't think they'll get blown out neither. I think Alabama rolling. That's for sure.
Yeah, they're gonna roll. They're gonna win. But I don't think LSU.
Yeah, they're rolling.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get blown out. I don't think it's gonna be something like 59-7. I don't think it's gonna be like that.
Well, I don't think it'd be nothing like 59-10.
Nah, you know? Heck no. Oh my God! Alabama actually competes.
Clemson ain't that good, man. They're not that good.
No.
They is not that good, no. Man. Florida State ought to be ashamed of themselves right now.
Ashamed. Taggart need to go, man. And then to make it so bad, we look at him in the press conferences. I'll go to that again. You look at him in the press conference. He just up there cheesing and just talking to the media like it ain't about nothing, man. You know, when coaches lose, you know, most coaches lose, they show some type of empathy or they show urgency to win the next game or something.
Yeah, some aspect of the game, something has to get better. I mean,
we have to get better, including myself. You ain't heard that from Taggart all year. All year, we have to get better in all phases. I have to get better with what I'm doing, and you don't hear none of that. Oregon, I know you lost this week, but Oregon, you can take this dude back. You can have him back.
Well, the Oregon only had him for a year. You know what I mean?
And they can have him right back.
He might need to go back to his roots, and that's like Western Kentucky. Because he looks really, and I watched just clips of that game, but he looks just out of place. He doesn't look like he's in arena to coach that team.
And see, then I'll move off, but I gotta say this first. It was just amazing to me when he said, "This is my dream job." Dude, you ain't acting like this is your dream job.
No, he's still dreaming.
Napping on the job.
Napping, man. Napping. Real quick, the other scores in the main college football. On Thursday, we got number 13, West Virginia, defeating Baylor 58-14. Georgia Southern, my team, like right up the road, defeat number 25 Appalachian State 34-14. Let me tell y'all, when they won that game, they had a parade like it was a Super Bowl. Like they just won the Super Bowl. That was amazing. For a little school like that to have the fan base that they do and for the team to win, I thought was amazing. On Friday, number 23 Utah defeat UCLA 41-10. On Saturday again, number 2 Clemson 59. Florida State 10, number 3 Notre Dame 44, Navy 22. Oklahoma State gets the upset win over number 6 Texas 38-35. I don't know if I consider that much of an upset. Y'all consider that an upset?
Nah.
Oklahoma State beating really. Texas.
Nah.
I don't think
it's two Big 12 teams, you know what I mean? It happens late in conference games, you know. Yeah. Teams start rolling later in the schedule, you know.
Yep.
Yep.
Number 7 Georgia defeats number 9 Florida 36-17. Florida is one of probably the biggest fraud out there right now. The biggest fraud. Number 8 Oklahoma defeats Kansas State 51-14. Number 12 Kentucky defeats Missouri 15-14. Number 14 Washington State defeats number 24 Stanford 41-38. California defeats number 15 Washington 12-10. Mississippi State defeats number 16 Texas A&M 28-3. Yeah, Jimbo, take that loss. Take that loss. Now you know how we feel. Take that loss, punk. Number 17 Penn State defeats number 18 Iowa 30-24. Arizona defeats number 19 Oregon 44-15. Northwestern defeats number 20 Wisconsin 31-17. Houston defeats South Florida 57-36. And Syracuse defeats number 22 NC State 51-41. That's your college breakdown right there. All right, Gene. Before we go to the program, and Doom, I'm going to get you too because Eric Reed was in the news this week. So I'm going to get you to comment on Eric Reed in a second. But Gene, I want you to talk to me first about the Cleveland Browns. They fired their head coach, Hugh Jackson. They also fired offensive coordinator Todd Haley. Greg Williams has stepped in as an interim head coach. In this case, I'm thinking we might have called the wrong man the snake. I've been on social media all day saying that Todd Haley was the snake, but I'm kind of looking at it for a second. Wait a minute. Couldn't we call Grant Williams the snake in all this?
No. No, absolutely not. I think Greg Williams' position has always been just being the defensive coordinator. I don't think it ever because he's done so much of such a good job with that defense year after year. You know, every year it got better. So I don't foresee him, even though he has head coaching experience. I never foresee him trying to be the head coach or try to, you know, cut guys out. But as far as with Haley, it was definitely obvious. I think there was an agenda from the beginning with the GM and him starting at the draft, because there were reports that came out that, you know, Hugh didn't really have an input on the pick, the first initial pick. I think it was one of those things from what I read and what I seen, that it was one of those things where they already had their guy that they were going to pick, and kind of negotiated it so nobody else would pick him. And but with Haley had a terrible situation in Pittsburgh. You know, him and Ben Roethlisberger could no longer get coincide together, and they had to get rid of him. So he brought a little bit of that baggage with him to Cleveland. But at the end of the day, Coach Hugh never had a really solid team for 2 years. I mean, the talent wasn't there in the 2 years that he did take the losses. Am I making an excuse for as many losses as he took? No, you can't lose that many games. That's why I said he should have been fired a year ago. Right. If it was solely on the record, then you get rid of him a year ago.
Right.
Or you get rid of him before the season starts. Just be a man about it and cut your ties and move on from it. Not saying you wanted to bring Haley in as a head coach, but you look elsewhere or you go internal and try to find something. But when they brought Haley in, Haley seen an opportunity for him to be able to be the head coach, I believe. And I thought he snaked his way into the play calling. Obviously, Hugh had to relinquish that, give total play calling to him. And when you come in, and here's the stat that's staggering. You come in, you play your first game against your rival, you play with Tyrod, and you tie. You lose that game because of a bad kicker. You get Tyrod out of there. You bring Brian Sipe the second in. He has six games to under that system to build chemistry with that offensive line, to build chemistry with those new receivers that he had. And you come in and you get pummeled. You didn't show nobody nothing.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it failed at that point. Because anytime you get beat by the rival twice, pretty much in Cleveland, your butt is gone. So at the end of the day, with everybody saying, okay, well, maybe the conspiracy theory wasn't none. It had to be a conspiracy theory. If you give total control to Haley, that means Hugh had nothing to do with that offense. They probably got in their meetings throughout the week, I'm sure, and he said, hey, what are we going to do this week? Are we going to get Duke Johnson touches? Or are we going to get such and such touches? Or what are we going to do? Say, yeah, we'll probably put him in a couple more plays, blah, blah, blah. Those are the type of conversations that probably took place throughout the week. But we all know game day is something totally different. Right. You know, he might weather conditions or what injury over practice time. It could be anything. Things change.
Right.
And so when they came in, and you could tell out of all this, he was sitting back like, I'm going to stick by Tyrod. I'm going to stick by Hyde. I'm going to stick by. You get rid of your running back, and you play against Pittsburgh, and you couldn't even score in the red zone.
Yep.
Because you don't have the backs that could pound it in.
Yep.
They go and spread in the red zone every time. I said, what the heck is this crap? I mean, they double tied it a couple times or whatever, but to no avail, they didn't score. Your kicker missed an extra point. Your kicker missed a field goal. You know, and so what it eventually tells me is that the GM had to make a decision, because he's seen his whole plan crumble. It's like, you were supposed to develop this guy. He was the number one pick. We got him in there. Tyrod should have never lost his job due to an injury. Baker Mayfield came in as a backup. He did what he was supposed to do. He won the game against the Jets. He was supposed to do that. You're a good backup at that point. this guy didn't get – Tyrod didn't get pulled out the game. He actually ended up getting hurt. Mm-hmm. They put him in concussion protocol, and then all of a sudden Monday come around, and this guy don't have a job. That's unheard of. You don't lose your job over no injury. You allow him to get back in, if, just like you did with Jameis Winston.
They did that with damn your boy Tom Brady.
They did.
With who was that up there?
Brady and Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe lost his job, but here's the deal: it panned out for Tom Brady.
It panned out for Drew too, because
he ended up going to.
Because I'm quite sure if the trade didn't happen, they were going to release him. So it sort of kind of panned out for Drew too, because it kept him employed for a little bit longer than what he maybe should have been.
Yeah, but they gave him an opportunity. I think that's the difference in that organization. They gave him an opportunity to still be effective somewhere else. Mm-hmm. They didn't just, kind of do away with him.
Right.
Here in this situation, they got Tyrod. He's the captain, and he's sitting the bench. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You got your captain sitting the bench. And then during where we're getting close to the trade deadline, we're thinking about getting rid of Tyrod. Why would you get rid of Tyrod? Keep Stanton, who has no track record of doing anything.
Right.
You know, so it's just all a smack in the face. And like I said, the snake is gone. Like I said, their plan, the whole agenda, it failed miserably. They wanted Baker Mayfield to perform at a high level. They put a lot of pressure on him to do that. And there's one thing about, I think, watching the game, watching the pro game is, you can disrespect a coordinator by hyping the guy up. Just like Johnny Manziel when he came in. He had the money signs. They made sure they planted his butt in the ground every time. And it's the same situation with him coming into Pittsburgh this second time. There were so many blitzing schemes, he didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They were blitzing off the edge. They were blitzing up the middle. They were blitzing safeties. Mm-hmm. This guy was running for his life the whole game, and that is a statement that's saying, look, you're not this guy that everybody's hyping you up to be. And we had to show you that.
Right.
And at the end of everything, the whole demise was, if we get rid of Hugh, we got to get rid of y'all. We got to get rid of Haley because he's calling the plays.
Right.
You can't get rid of Hugh and then keep Haley. It doesn't make no sense.
Right.
So we got to get rid of both of them. So the snake is gone. They got the mouse out the house.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to stick with you for a little bit longer, Gene. And Rage, and I know, Doom, you got into it with Rage a little bit, too. Over Tyler.
Nah, I ain't respond. I wanted him to call in.
Okay.
He was not expecting Tyron Lue to get fired. I'm like, man, did you watch sports for the last year? With Cleveland, that the only reason Tyron Lue had a job was because of LeBron James.
Well, I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna say this.
Because I'm going to stick up for Black. And the only reason why I'm going to stick up for Black is because he really tried to put an offense in. Mm-hmm. He wasn't trying to always let LeBron be the focal point, even though he eventually did. But Black actually tried to run some offense. When Ty Lue got the job, which he was coming from more of a player perspective, because, the level of play, he played against Iverson. He played against some of the great ones. So they looked at Ty Lue a little different. Look, it was more, he one of the guys in the locker room more so than the coach. And at the end of the day, LeBron said it best. It was just a partnership. You know what I mean? And Ty Lue, you can't let the team come down, rub off of high ball screens, and go on ISO. That was their whole offense for 3 years.
Right. I will say this, though.
No, give LeBron the ball and let LeBron – he didn't have no you don't even know what was his game plan or strategy, but just give LeBron the ball.
Right.
I will say this, though. The one thing I will say, you have to give Lue some credit to do what he did with that roster, as devoid of talent as it was, out past LeBron, because you still have to give LeBron his props best player in the league. I'll give you that. Despite his defensive deficiencies, still best player in the league. For him to do what he did with the J.R. Smith, for him to do what he did with the Kyle Korver, for him to get the rest of those guys up to snuff, you have to give him credit for that. I don't know if it's enough for him to get another coaching job, but you do have to give him credit for that. They did win a ring with him there.
Oh, Ty Lue?
So
I don't know about another head coaching job right away. I think he was an assistant for a while.
Yeah.
I think that's his strength. I think being an assistant and just working with players individually. But the head coaching thing, like Doom said, it was one of those things where they won it flat out. And, you know, LeBron is a coach killer. I mean, let's just admit it.
Yeah.
And they're talking about Luke Walton right now.
Yeah, they're talking about Luke Walton right now. If you look at Luke Walton in his interviews, he's definitely uncomfortable. It's totally different for him. LeBron is not going to sit there and watch this guy draw up a play. It's just not going to happen, man. LeBron is not bigger than the game of basketball because it's only going to be here. But man, that he would be a tough call to coach, man. I'm telling you, LeBron is something else. I mean, I like this guy, but man, he you got to lightweight tell him sit your ass down.
And this is why I always said he should have went to the Spurs, because the coach thing, Popovich, he had respect for Popovich. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't give him he wouldn't give him any issues at all, because you see the relationship between the two of those guys is there. The mutual respect is there.
I think Pop ain't afraid to call him out.
Right. So
that's amazing.
So I think that would have probably been the best thing. Because going back to Hugh Jackson for a second, I think part of Hugh Jackson's fault was the fact that he wasn't a dominant enough personality to be in the same room with a Haley and a Williams. And those guys have dominant personalities. Ty Lue's not a dominant personality. Luke Walton.
Uh-uh. Hell nah. Not after what AI did to him for the.
I'm saying, why you step over him? Because my balls was hot, you know.
But I don't think that Ty Lue was a dominant personality. And you know, Luke Walton is not a dominant personality.
No. It took me a minute because, especially with Walton, because it was technically essentially hard being on the East Coast like we are and always watching Laker games. So they was always, you know, them games are always late.
Yeah.
So by the time the post game interview come on, it's 1:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear this guy, to hear Walton talk, he won't be around long.
I don't think so either. No.
He's not the coach to have a Rondo, a Stevenson, a LeBron.
Nope.
Because JaVale McGee, he can get a little funky too. Mm-hmm. And then you got Ingram. Ingram, it came out a little bit. He put it back in his pocket, but Ingram get a little funky too.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if he can't handle them. He can't call his dad and say, "Dad, how do I deal with these guys?" No, this is a different ball game for him.
You need a Mark Jackson and Stan or Jeff Van Gundy.
A Van Gundy or even a Larry Drew. Larry Drew is going to get respect in Cleveland, but like you said, dude, he needs an assertive coach. He needs somebody who means what he means. When I say be at practice 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early, I mean be your butt here 10 minutes early. You know, I don't care if you're LeBron. I don't care if you're the superstar of this team. Because that's the only way the Lakers are going to win, if you put LeBron in check. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yep.
You got to get him in check.
Now, speaking of coaches, and I'm going to skip around here a little bit from my topics. Amid and despite, can I say those two words together? Amid and despite a FBI probe, Rick Pitino is saying he's going to emerge as an NBA candidate for a head coaching job. Rick Pitino, sit your ass down.
Hey, you like the coach, but hey, don't worry, that NCAA thing's going to get bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to go over the damn football, and then big teams and all that's going to go down. So it's going to go crashing down.
I can't see
Pitino. Excuse me, but the Pitino is a you know, he's a seasoned coach. And
but the thing that was going on in Louisville was probably halfway before Pitino was going.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
You can't put that on him. He was a basketball coach, but they were probably doing it for football players, basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness, boy. I'm telling you. I don't think a team would touch him. I really don't think a team would touch him. They don't want that press.
But see, what you're not looking at, Louisville wasn't the only. It's other teams and coaches is going through this. It was the system. It's you don't think Kentucky's guilty of that with the whole one and done?
Yeah.
You
gotta look at it. It's the whole college basketball culture, just not one coach.
Yeah, and it's on every level. It ain't the major. It's the mid majors. It's the JUCOs. You know, everybody trying to win. But like Doom said, Kentucky's, the North Carolinas, the Villanova.
You don't think Duke has something like that?
Oh man,
yeah.
Krzyzewski, I know over time has probably taken care a lot of families.
Oh yeah,
I believe that. Alabama.
I just don't see. You know, I guess it depends on the team. If anybody would want to touch Pitino or not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like you said, like the stuff with the prostitution scandal. I don't think he knew nothing about that.
He may not have.
You don't think so?
Nah, think about it. Like, yo, if they getting some ass and stuff like that, I don't think the head coach, you know what I'm saying? The head coach was knowing what was going on.
And stuff like that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Pitino seems like one of those coaches that, you know, he really, you know, can, you know, be around his players in certain situations.
Well, but these won't during the players. This is like these parties and stuff that this is going on.
You don't think
he was in there knowing that, yeah, girl, you need to get this dude some pussy for to get to school and all. I'm sorry.
I don't know if we necessarily put it like that, but then to take care of our players. Yeah, you take care of your star players.
No,
but they were doing it for the recruits. It wasn't for the star players.
Right, it was for the new people coming in. Yeah.
Well, let me reword that for the star recruit. Right. You know,
yeah.
We're getting here. You know,
once the player got there, they got him. You know.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness! I guess it depends on the team and what they're looking for, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Over on the baseball side of things, congratulations to the Boston Red Sox. They beat the Dodgers in the best of seven series, 4-1, to win the 2018 World Series. These guys are having their parade on Wednesday.
Rage will be there with Surfer, Boston Turncoat.
Steve Parks was named the MVP. I'm disappointed in the Dodgers. I really am disappointed in the Dodgers.
Hey, I mean, I'm not going to get political with the president was, right? I don't know why they pulled old boy out. They could have probably won the game.
I was very disappointed.
Talking about the guy in the seventh?
Yeah.
And it was like they pulled him out.
And there's a little fun fact that ties with this. Did you guys know the LA Dodgers have the most World Series losses in MLB with 17 World Series losses?
Yeah, they had the damn Kardashians endorsing. That's what happened.
And the LA Lakers have the most NBA Finals losses in NBA history with 15 Finals losses. You know,
who? How many does the Lakers have?
LA Lakers, they have 15 Finals losses.
Hell, LeBron got 5.
How you gonna count LeBron in there? He just got done.
They finished.
He caught LeBron in there. He just got there. But he is a Laker. Good point.
No comment.
Yeah, you know. I'm just saying, you know, he did 9 times. No, he got 6, my bad.
Six
he
what?
He got 6 losses.
He only got 3 rings.
Yeah, he only got 3.
He's been 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go.
No comment.
I'm gonna head on over to the game on Sunday. The LA Rams. Yeah, still the truth over doom. The Rams defeat the Packers in yesterday's game off of Todd Montgomery's fumble that did not give Aaron Rodgers a chance to win the game. End up losing that game 29-27. Now, should Todd Montgomery over that whole issue be cut?
Nah, man.
They told him to field the ball in the end zone, and he filled the ball, but then he ran out to try to get some yards. When he should have took a knee in that end zone to give Aaron Rodgers some time. He got trolled hard on Twitter.
Why? Because of the fumble or because of the lack of wanting to run? He said it was a fantasy. He referred it to a fantasy league. He's like, the heck with them guys. I don't care about that. They're not getting this ball back. I thought that was very smart football.
No. You give Aaron Rodgers a chance, and that's what we're missing. That's what we missed. You give Aaron Rodgers a chance to win that game, and instead of him doing that, he runs it out of the end zone. And you know McCarthy told him, you feel the ball, you take that knee. He ran it out. He was being insubordinate. So with him being insubordinate, should he be cut? I say yes.
Well, I heard the reports was that the locker room was furious with him.
Oh, he got to go.
Get his ass up out of here.
He's a
football player. It needs to set an example. You're not listening to the coach. You did something. Y'all lost the game. Get his ass up out of there.
Yeah, because you do give. Because Aaron Rodgers, that's his strength. That tempo 2 minute. Yep. Let's go.
Yep.
That dude ain't Aaron Rodgers, right?
I get it. If someone's disrespecting you as a man, I get it. I understand it. But when your head coach, who has authority over you, you disobey what he says, or if you don't do what your head coach asks you to do, I'm sorry, you got to go. And it seems to me he was upset because he was all in the game before then. Maybe all the two or three plays before then, and he decides he wants to try to make a difference within the last few minutes on something that was low.
You don't play no hero ball in the NFL,
right?
Right. And absolutely.
The coach sits here and draws up a battle plan. You got to stick to the plan, man.
Yep, you do. You really, really do.
Yeah, you do. You do. Yep.
You really do have to stick to that battle plan.
No argument there.
All right, Doom. I'm coming straight to you. You've been following this. Eric Reed said Malcolm Jenkins asked, how much will it take you to stop kneeling?
I call bullshit on that. I think Eric Reed right now is acting more like a damn female than anybody. He's the one that's going to the damn
media.
He's going to the media and all this other stuff. Malcolm Jenkins is taking a high road. Fuck Eric Reed. That's just how I look at it. He's bringing up another man's all this other stuff and calling him a sellout and everything. He ain't doing, you know, he need to be paying attention to see if he's going to be on the damn Panthers soon. It might cut his ass.
They could.
I mean, I don't think they're going to re-sign him, tell you the truth. He's starting to become too much of a headache. They trying to win. And I bet you other players in the league are probably getting tired of, like, Eric Reed's shenanigans. Because every week it's about something he said, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But screw him, because Malcolm Jenkins ain't said jack about Eric Reed. And that's the sad thing about it. He's being a bigger man, but Eric Reed, he almost like a female, man. He can't sit here and stop bringing my man name up.
And real quick also, we have a final score from the Monday Night Football game tonight. The Patriots defeat the Bills 25-6. The Bills were hanging in there all the 3.5 quarters, and all of a sudden the dam broke.
The football got deflated. That's what happened.
The dam broke, they showed Buffalo Bills fans crying after they got that pick six. They were crying. But
you shouldn't have been throwing them sex toys on the field. That's what the problem is.
Gene, do you have? Did you want to weigh in on Eric Reed and this reported video with Malcolm Jenkins?
We already know what Eric Reed is about.
Okay. Real quick, let me go over these Monday Night Football scores. On Thursday, the Texans defeat the Dolphins 42-23. Do we buy the Texans as being legitimate?
They play good football.
Deshaun Watson is legit.
Yeah.
If he didn't get hurt last year, they could have did something.
Mm-hmm.
All they got to do is just get rid of Jadeveon Clowney because he always get hurt. Pick up somebody. Mate, am I lying?
You ain't lying, though.
I've been consistent for years. This dude you is a
bust.
You have. You ain't lying. On Sunday, Saints defeat the Vikings 30-20. Eagles defeat the Jaguars 24-18. Man, I'm starting to think the Jaguars.
We got to talk about.
Go ahead.
We got to talk about them idiots spending like goddamn.
Oh yes.
What five
yes.
six? Fucking, yes. Was it $50,000 worth of alcohol?
Yes.
Before the game.
Them drinkers have been telling us something we thought it was free. Really?
Motherfuckers, ain't nothing free over. not even that. This is the football. Dude, this is that Stella talking. I'm feeling a little nice. All right. First of all, why are you drinking before you got a game? That much alcohol? What the hell was they drinking? They were ordering $200 bottles of Hennessy that I got coming tomorrow. Was that they drinking? Why ain't they got no curfew? They're in the UK. UK is dangerous. All types of stuff can happen. You can get into a bar fight and get messed up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You need to be, and this is probably a more common thing that these athletes are getting messed up the day before games. And they're not playing in peak condition. It shows lack of discipline for these players.
Right.
If it was a bye week or something, or if they already played the game and they drunk, I would have been different from them the night before the game. If I was the coach, or they'd be running some laps or something.
I know. This game just reaffirmed it. And it makes me question the Eagles, too, because the Eagles were up. And then Jacksonville starts chipping away. And I jive on Blake Bortles all the time, being terrible and sucking. But any quarterback can get you back in. Most NFL quarterbacks can get you back into a game. And they were coming back in it. And Philly ends up pulling it out. But this shows you Philly's not what they used to be. It makes you wonder, did we unfairly hype up the Jaguars after last year?
Well, that was last year. This is this year. It's not the same team. And also, Philly does not. They've ate in the Super Bowl. They're not hungry no more. They're not going to have that same drive. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like their secondary is not what it used to be. The offensive line isn't very. The offensive line has been giving up sack after sack. And they haven't been scoring. They have no running backs. I don't care what people say about Corey Clement. Smallwood, Darren Sproles ain't what he used to be. They don't have a
power. Darren Sproles still playing?
Yeah, he's still around. Darren Sproles.
What the hell? I thought he was tired.
Darren Down, is he still down with the Saints?
He's still in Philly. Mm-hmm. He ain't what he used to be. And over in Jaguar country, they can't score enough offense to keep the defense off the field. So you kind of look at both teams and question both of them. Bears defeat the Jets 24-10. Bengals defeat the Bucks 37-34. Damn, Bucks almost came back after Jameis Winston throws the four interceptions.
It's magic. He came out there with their ass up.
Yep. Seahawks defeat Seahawks defeat the Lions 28-14. Chiefs defeat the Broncos 30-23. Redskins defeat the Giants 20-13. That damn Adrian Peterson. Just he looked good.
I told you, man. He looked good. You get offensive line. I told you he was my sleeper for fantasy.
Who, AP?
Yeah, AP looking good, man.
AP, he definitely still has. I mean, the speed is kind of, you know, he don't have that explosion of burst like he does. Yeah. But if you can get them butts in the hole and block, he is dead.
Yeah, he can still play. Steelers defeat the Browns 33-18. That James Conner making Le'Veon more and more expendable. More and more expendable.
Mm-hmm. And making Brian Sipe the second look more and more crazier.
Brian Sipe the second, you call him by his name. Oh my goodness. Panthers come back into relevance. They defeat the Ravens 36-21. Colts pick up a win against the Raiders. Gene's Raiders 42-28. How the hell that story gonna come out, Gene? Did I comment at all? Derek Carr looks poised. Derek Carr looks poised.
Oh, he looked poised. He was so efficient. I think he completed the first 17 attempts.
Poised and efficient. But still,
John Gruden is doing a good job over there. John Gruden is definitely going to make some things happen. This will be a different team next year with the amount of money we'll have and the amount of picks. Five first-round picks over 2 years going to make a big difference. And we're about to get rid of this Bruce Irvin guy. He's going to be gone. Conley, he's going to be gone. Joseph, he's going to be gone. It's just going to be a total rebuild. And I'm excited about the Raiders and what we're about to do, man. I think Gruden is the guy. You got to understand a guy like Gruden because he's super serious and he's super technical. And most people can't take technical, serious people. You know what I mean? But if they don't understand what he's about to do, and here's the deal. If he makes all these changes, he get those guys in there, and if it don't work out, it don't pan out, we can eat that. But I don't see that happening. I really see some big things about to come because we've seen some – if you've seen that offense this weekend, that offense was moving the ball, man. We put up almost 30 points, man.
But how? But how are you going to say poor is inefficient but still lose?
Well, dude. I mean, we lost. I mean, and we didn't lose it we lost it in the fourth quarter. It wasn't lost in the first three quarters. It was lost in the fourth quarter. But that's because of the inexperience on that defense. I mean, that defense is horrible. I mean, I admit it. It's horrible. It's a work in progress. But the offense definitely looked good. He had brung up some guys from the scout team, receiver from the scout team. So he got guys that just want to play. He getting rid of those big contracts. Some guys are just up there just collecting all this money and ain't producing. So some big things going to come with the Raiders, man. You got to give John Gruden a try. Like I always say, it's a patient process with him. I think this is going to be good. It's going to be better cuz the guy's not a loser. He's a winner. Take Chucky, you know, Chucky's a serious guy.
I know one thing. He said if he don't win within that 10-year time frame, he giving that money back. So he better win because if he don't
I don't even think, to be honest with you, Gruden might be there probably 3 years.
I don't think he's playing out that contract. I don't think he is.
10 years?
Yeah, I don't think he's playing out that contract, man. I don't think he is.
I mean, 10 years, that's a long time. That's a whole decade. Yeah, well, the game will change. Like, Triple A, it's already changing now.
Yep. Rams defeat the Packers 29-27, and the Cardinals defeat Big Tone's 49ers 18-15. Bad loss for the 49ers. I expected them to win that game. David Johnson, they need to do something with David Johnson. They wasting him. He had 59 yards rushing. Larry Fitzgerald had a hell of a day, over 100 yards receiving. Still being a class in the NFL. I know Patrick Peterson, he waffled on him wanting to be traded. Now he's saying he's focused on what Arizona is doing. So we'll see where that goes from there. as we wrap things down here.
I'm talking about your boy Clay Thompson.
I'm about to bring him up right now. As a matter of fact, looking for my notes on him. Here we go. Clay Thompson scores 52 points tonight as he breaks the NBA record for most threes with 14 three-point shots. Golden State beats the Bulls 149 to 124. Clay Thompson was just sick tonight. He was just sick.
Excuse me.
He was just sick tonight.
Klay Thompson is probably the pound for pound probably best shooter in the league.
When he get hot.
Yeah, when he get hot. When he on, he on. One thing about Klay over his time with Golden State, minus Kevin Durant, when they didn't have Kevin Durant, if Klay was off, it was going to be a long night for him. They really had to work. But when Klay was on, they usually boogied a little bit. But now since they have an extra guy there that can kind of pick up the slack when he's not shooting well, but he's pound for pound the best textbook shooter in the league, man. And I like Thompson. You know why I like him doing? Because he accepted the fact that Kevin Durant was coming to this team, and he wanted him to be a part of what was going on, and he took a back seat there for about a half a season. Till they figured out, you know, the touches that he needs to get and the touches that Durant needs to take. Now it's all a work in progress. But I appreciate a guy like Klay Thompson.
He plays defense.
And
he made it.
He's only one of the one. It's only like three or four two-way players in the league, and he one of them.
Yep.
I think KD's another one because KD's been playing both ways.
Yeah, he's been playing a little bit of defense. Not rebounding so tough. He getting the long ones, but. He definitely turned into a better player with goals.
Rim protector.
Definitely rim protector because he's getting some blocks.
Yeah.
So he's been a better. They teaching him, Steve Kerr showing him how to be an all-around player, and I think he appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's also reports out there saying Floyd Money Mayweather is negotiating a huge, massive deal with UFC that's supposed to be worth over nine figures. Well, keep your ass out of MMA, Floyd.
He better take his 50-0 boxing record and all that money he made and keep it pushing. That is not the arena for him. I'm a really big UFC fan, and he can't at his weight.
Bob McGregor, the other guy, the Russian dude, can't talk. So yeah.
Right now, if he come in, I think Mayweather's boxing walk around weight is about 170, but he always, you know, cut to 147 or 154 is where he boxed at. But the thing is, dude, these guys are really punching you in your head, and they're really kicking you in your ribs.
It's a spectacle. Khabib cannot talk. He's just a silent dude. So Dana White's not going to have him fight. It'll be McGregor because McGregor and Mayweather, they can talk.
Yeah, it's some other guys there. Conor, the thing about Conor should have never took this fight when he did take it. It was a good fight to take, but he took it too early, and they did it because of personal reasons. If he would have waited and fought this guy like coming up in November, December, we would have seen a different kind of McGregor. We got to give him time to get that ring rust off and all his champagne drinking and spending $100 million. But that arena is totally different, man. It's a little bit more brutal.
I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about promotional value.
Oh, yeah.
The other guy cannot sell a pay-per-view.
Right, because the only guy that's selling pay-per-views is Conor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else is just like they don't. Then the thing with UFC and their pay-per-views is if they don't hit a certain buy rate, nobody gets paid from the pay-per-view.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Right. But in boxing, you know, that's negotiated in their contract. Like we're going to get so much. Yeah. So, but with Conor, they always surpass. With the gate and with the pay-per-view, he made $57 million off this last fight with Khabib total out of everything. So, you know, but nobody's drawing no money like that. Nobody but him.
switching back to the association real quick, we have a few scores that just went final. Warriors, of course, beat Bulls 149-124. Klay Thompson, 52. High man for Chicago is Ricky Wendell Carter, had 18 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Portland defeats the Indiana Pacers 103-93. The 76ers defeat the Hawks 113-92. Sacramento Kings get a win over the Miami Heat 123-113. Knicks defeat the Nets 115-96. Bucks defeat the Raptors 124-109. I feel we got cheated in that game too, because I believe the Greek Freak and Kawhi Leonard, both of them did not play, so I felt like we sort of kind of got cheated in that game. The Timberwolves defeat the Lakers 124-120. The Spurs defeat the Mavericks 113-108. And the Nuggets defeat the Pelicans 116-111. Boy, them damn Lakers lost a tough one again. LeBron James had 29 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. Jimmy Butler comes up with a big night, outduels LeBron, 32 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. So, Lakers still in progress, but you know what, guys? I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm not really worried about the Lakers until we get past the 20th game. If we get past the 20th game and they still got issues,
I agree. It's
going to be a long season. A couple other injuries real quick to get you caught up on. Mike D'Antoni came out this week saying he doesn't expect James Harden to play on Friday with the hamstring injury. Has a grade 1 hamstring injury. Kevin Love is also out hurt. It's been reported to miss a month of time. So,
yeah, they got some time. They got to get that back in order. Larry Drew is probably the best thing for him. He definitely knows how to use his manage his talent, and with Kevin Love down, that's gonna see where those new guys gonna step up at. Yeah, they'll be fine. The Cavs will be fine as soon as they get Larry Drew in there. They had to get Ty Lue out of there, man. He just didn't have a passion no more to coach that team. When LeBron leave, man, and the seats get empty, nobody wants. You know, it changes the game.
And kudos to you, Gene. You brought up before how LeBron is such a statuesque figure in Cleveland, because it's kind of funny that when LeBron was there, you can see the seats are filled. They're filled. They want to be there. Now that he's gone, you know the Cavs probably win 15, maybe 20 games, and it's kind of amazing. You go to the finals with LeBron, and this year they win 15, 20 games, and only one player is gone.
Now I could buy a $10 ticket and sit in the Hollywood seats.
Damn!
It's going to get worse than what it is.
Oh, my goodness. Final topic of tonight. Jason Garrett, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, was seen having a public night out at a World Series game. Do you guys have a problem with this?
The Cowboys suck, period. But they're also on a bye week.
Yeah, so they can, you know, they
can do it. I don't have no problem with that on a bye week.
Right.
All right, guys. Real quick, Doom, I know you said you had to go. Thank you for joining me tonight. I do appreciate you, man.
Hey, no problem, man.
Always good, brother.
Peace out.
Real quick, let me go back here. Don't forget to follow along with the rest of the shows over on rantamradio.com. We continue with all the goodness tomorrow night. The Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rant at 9 with Tony CNAA. We got also, we're going to have, wait a second. Is this who I think it is? Tony C.
I just want to say LeBron could have stayed in Cleveland if he ain't going to win number 2 games. I'm just saying that, man. just stay right where the hell you were.
Wait a minute. You ain't a minute. Come on, man. Get LeBron my guy. But
he ain't worth number 2 wins to a team. God so mighty.
They 2-5 right now. 2-5.
Two and four. 2-5.
And 1-3.
You think they would have won any more games if he wouldn't have came?
They'd have won probably. They probably about 3-3. He could stay away with that.
He probably. They've probably been 0-8 right now.
We never been 0-8. Yeah, even we had Smush Park on the team. We went 0-8.
I'll tell you
what it is. It's a big old difference rolling the ball out there against real competition on a night to night basis.
You damn right.
Ain't no Magic.
You damn
Orlando Magic, the Milwaukee Bucks, all them bottom feeders you used to feed off of winning MVPs because you got to feed on them every night.
Well, that tempo every night. He got to run. He got to run out there.
Nah. It's called competition, man. That's why when Kobe was out there getting a 7 seed, and y'all, he was only getting a 7 seed. You see why not? Mm-hmm. If you playing with bombs,
yeah, it's a different game.
When you playing with LeBron got a way better team than Kobe. Kobe had Kwame Brown and
he sure did.
Smush Parker. Sure
wait a minute. Wait, are you talking about his early years? Because
I'm talking about one Shaq left. He had Kwame Brown.
Yep, for 1 year.
Smush Parker.
And then you get.
No. More than 1 year.
It's 2 years. And then you get Paul Gasol, Lamar Odom. And they put.
Lamar Odom was there.
He was already there.
He got traded for Shaq.
Lamar was there. They won one together. That's when they said.
I'm talking about. He got traded for Shaq. Shaq got traded to Miami.
For Lamar.
He came with Brian Grant and Caron Butler.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're trying to say.
Damn.
Yeah.
But still, Smush Parker was on, and Kwame Brown, and Chris Mim was on his team. So
I remember Chris Mim.
I don't want to hear crap about LeBron ain't got no help. They way better than Kuzma and all them.
Yep.
Them boys way better than what Kobe had.
Yeah,
but Kobe wasn't in year 16 either.
Hey, that's LeBron's fault. He waited till the latter years of his career to come out there and play with these young cats.
He go. Oh, let's go.
Learn today.
And he learned it already. He said, "Man, this West, man, I can't get a rest." No, you can't get no rest. You up and down the court, and it's competition.
You trying to figure out when the damn Magic will come up on the schedule. who else the bottom? The Atlanta Hawks ain't on the schedule no time.
He waiting on the Hawks.
The Atlanta Hawks.
The Sacramento.
All the bums. He was in the East. Washington Wizards.
Washington was pretty decent.
He went on the New Jersey.
No, he used to have mind control of all them teams.
Yep.
The Nets.
He went on the Nets.
Yep, he used to feed off the Nets. Yep. All them bomb teams. The Charlotte Hornets.
Yep.
Charlotte Bobcats. Ain't none of them. Ain't none of them. He's getting his brain beat in now. Everybody else, Kawhi Leonard over there laughing at him. Him being honest. You stay where we at. You stay out there with them guns. We good.
You know, Kawhi Leonard ain't coming back to the West no time soon, boy. No time soon.
We straight over here. You stay out there, get your brains kicked in.
But Tony.
I just want to say the only hope he got is if Klay Thompson say he ain't taking no discount.
Right.
And then he come play for the Lakers. Other than that.
But in terms of this year, I've always said, if you go back and look at it, it normally takes LeBron about 20 games to get used to a new team and new players.
He ain't got 20 games by the end of these 20 games. There'll be 8 games out the 8th spot. He'll be looking.
Don't do that, man, like that.
Hey, man. There's a whole different beast out here, man.
Oh, wow.
That's why I couldn't understand why, you know, Kobe only got one MVP, and LeBron's over there eating off the Atlanta Hawks and the Magic and the Milwaukee Bucks and Toronto Raptors, all them bum teams. It was easy. Now when you just stepped it up to the varsity, you was eating on the JV. You was killing the JV.
Right.
When you roll out there that varsity.
Oh, yeah.
Learn today.
Different game.
Yeah, man. I had to call in and tell Gene Buckley stayed in Houston. Ty Lue would have still had his job. You know what I'm saying? Everything would have been rosy. I mean, you got your brains beat in when we got to the finals, but at least you got that.
Right.
Well, we gotta find a common ground because I gotta root for LeBron and LeBron is
no we don't, because let me tell you something. I'm a realist about this thing. You see what Klay Thompson did tonight?
I seen what he did.
Okay.
I like Klay Thompson.
I know you beat your brains in over the past couple years, so you got no choice but to like.
Well, the thing is, I mean, we got one when he was in Cleveland, but you know, right now he's I'm a Cavs fan, so I got to stick with them, and but LeBron is a Laker now, and we have to agree on some things, and that's just the bottom line. You're going to understand LeBron.
I gotta understand a thing.
You're going to understand LeBron James in game 20.
I'll tell you what. Let me say this. It could be game 20. It could be game 40. On Christmas Day, they're going to kick his brains in again.
Yeah.
And I will bet you any amount of money.
I would be a liar if I said that this team could compete with Golden State right now. They can't compete. Even 10 more games down the road, they just don't have enough firepower. So what you need to be doing is trying to figure out
I'm going to be doing the thing.
Who we going to get that's going to be able to
compete? I'm a KD fan.
Wait a minute.
Roll with Kevin Durant.
Will, how in the world are you a Lakers fan and I'm a KD fan?
I was a Lakers fan. I'm renouncing my Lakers rights when LeBron came and stole my team. I'm rolling with KD. I've been rolling with him since he came to Golden State because I know he's the best player in the world, and I always go with the best player in the world.
Okay, let me count this right. So let me count this. Gene that left the Browns for the Raiders, and Tony C that left the Lakers for the Warriors.
Hold on.
Kevin Durant, yo, I'm renouncing my Lakers ties. The LeBron James exit.
Hey, Will.
Yes.
I joined the Raiders in the offseason. You can't just leave the damn Lakers yesterday and join the Golden State. It don't work like that.
I've always been a fan of Kevin Durant. But I'm just saying, LeBron came to my team, I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. But these six games just showed me I'm good.
Wow.
I'd be lucky to make the playoffs. I'm good.
Wow. I can't. Seriously.
I'm good. If Kevin Durant come play for the Lakers, I'll come back.
So Mamba out.
You seen how Kobe was sitting there? That's how I was sitting there the other night. I'm watching it. They ain't won a game. That's what it takes for them to win the game. Kobe got to come to all the games. They ain't won a game without Kobe there. Ain't that right?
Oh, my goodness.
Tony C. What you got, Will?
Tony C. He put out the bandwagon for him and joined the Warriors. Oh.
Yes, he did.
No. I'm a Kevin Durant fan.
Oh,
I'm rolling with Kevin
you just
Durant.
Rolling with KD. Okay, you can't
just join the team and just abandon the Lakers. It don't happen like that.
First of all,
you have to
tell you something.
Information.
Let me tell you something about mine. No. I've been a Lakers fan since 1996, 1997.
Okay.
I could do my fandom is not in question, but when you get LeBron James selling my team, bringing that. Think about it. Think about this, Will. My team is 4-2-4. They was 2-4. Mm-hmm. My team, they're my former team. Mm-hmm. Now, if you take that, LeBron James in his last, let's see, 5-11 games that counted,
mm-hmm.
he what, 8-3-8. Come on, man.
It's time.
Come it's on, like, man.
He got to get used to the West. It's year 16.
Come on, man. He lost four. He lost. Did he get swept in the final? No, that's why they got swept, right? They didn't even win the game.
But Tony C brings up a good point, though, because I normally give LeBron his 20 to get used to the team and things of that nature. But understand with the Heat could absorb that a little bit better because you had a Chris Bosh, you had a Dwayne Wade there.
Mm-hmm.
Who can, he was in the East.
And he was younger, and they were also in the East at that time. So they could absorb that 20 games because it wasn't going to affect them the way the 20 games will affect him with the Lakers. He's going against some true competition over there in the West.
And he is. Tony C hit that on the nail, and I totally agree. You can see that in the first three games that, you know, the speed of the game. They were making sure they were trying to get him to the bench and get him some time. But you can tell that competition, it's a whole nother animal. It's something he's got to get used to. And he's got some goons over there in the West, man. I mean, some guys that don't care that LeBron is in the West right now, you know, and they come at him. And, you know, he like he said in his post game when they asked him, and I totally agree with this. He said, you know what, I knew what I was getting myself into. So, you know.
I don't think he knew like this was going to be like this, though. I don't think he was going to be this crucial.
I still worry about him and Rondo getting along. I don't know if that whole thing subsided with the whole Chris Paul deal, you know, in the locker room and stuff. So it's a lot going on. But he has to see the tempo. Him running up and down that court, I mean, he's not getting a break. And then he has to defend better players. He has to play defense in the West. He can't pull that shit he pulled in the East. He got to play D, man.
Yeah.
He asking Luke Walton real quick. When we go on the East Coast swing, so we can get some ribs. So gotta go back to my stomping ground.
Hey, when we gonna play them lower level teams in the East, man? I'm tired of this already.
Damn, when Phoenix come back up on the schedule again?
California love.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something.
Texas two step with. Orlando and Miami, Atlanta, Charlotte.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you.
I-95 corridor right there.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now. It might be smoke and mirrors, but them Denver Nuggets 5-1. Now, they've been floating around with being a good team for some years, but this might be the year they do a little something. So I'm not saying they're gonna be Golden State, but this might be a little win. They might get a playoff series win now.
Who is that?
Denver Nuggets.
You know what? Wilcox, you know, our buddy Wilcox, he mentioned that a couple months ago. Remember, he said that he thought that they would be effective and he thought that they would do some things. And but you know what? Adding a piece or two here to a team that's already established, that's an easier task than looking at, you know, LeBron and bringing his whole mystique to that organization. It's tough on everybody, but Denver definitely winning some games, and I think, you know, they have the right formula. You know, nobody's bigger than the team over there, you know, so, and everybody's playing together.
If the Lakers ain't sniffing 500 as they get close to 20 games, people for the start get traded, Ryan.
They could.
Cleveland all over again.
They could.
I see some trades coming at the trading deadline, definitely. I would be surprised that Lonzo Ball, Rondo, those guys are probably be on the trading block.
Now, I keep Lonzo. Rondo, they play better. Now, I give them that. That stretch without Rondo, they played a whole lot better. I don't know what the hell he was doing out there.
Well, I think that was based on Kuzma and Josh Hart.
Right.
I thought I thought that was a hell of a lineup for LeBron.
They was hooping.
Huh?
I said they were hooping.
Oh, they was hooping. Yes. Yes.
And then Walton went back to Rondo against the Spurs in the conference. I was wondering. That's what made me throw the towel in. I'm like,
Rondo,
it's current time. Rondo out here, they can't shoot.
But Tony came off the bench.
He should have been on the damn bench. He can't shoot.
That's always been my criticism of Rondo. If he had a free throw line extended jumper, he'd be good. But he don't have it consistently. And that's the thing that's always turned me off about Rondo. He's never had that.
But against the Spurs, they needed a three, and they had four people on the court that can shoot. Rondo got a ball and traveled almost. And he wasn't finna shoot a three. Yep. So it's like, why is he even out there? Yep. And you need a three-point shot.
Don't make no sense, man. Don't make no sense.
You're right. But I just called in to say that. And I heard what Doom said about my Cowboys. And he just needs to understand that he still got to play, just like my Cowboys, still got to play Julio Jones and Drew Brees.
Yep.
And I think they beat Carolina, so they might get a pass there. So he better enjoy these little couple game lead because all it takes. My bad weekend. You know you got checked out Alex Smith. He be acting like he got Joe Montana up there on the quarterback. Alex Smith don't want to do nothing but throw a check now.
Y'all did pick up Amari Cooper. We'll see what he does.
I know we did. We should have got Demaryius Thomas if we were going to spend the first round damn pick.
Yeah. It would have been. I think Demaryius would have been a better fit because he's a vet.
He's a big target. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll be a target, and he'll actually be your main target down there right now. I really thought he was tanking with us. I thought he was tanking a little bit. You know, he only caught 22 passes on the season so far. So, yeah.
I'm gonna ask you this, Gene, as mm-hmm. coming up as a Raider fan.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants tank and get their number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all trade Derek Carr for that number one pick?
You know what? It could possibly. Derek Carr's safe right now, just because they don't have nothing there as far as quarterback. But the way it's going, anything can happen. And the way
the Giants call, y'all gonna pick up the phone?
Yeah, you know what? They're gonna pick up the phone because they've been answering all the other calls. We're getting rid of Irvin. We're getting rid of Joseph. Mm-hmm. Everybody's expendable at this point because of the fact we're already, looking into next year, you know, it's three. We have three first rounders. We got $74 million so far once we cut a couple of these salaries. So we're going to be looking to do some things. But Derek Carr, after this performance this last weekend, I really like this guy. I know he can play if we get the line situated. And the line was situated. This guy, 17 straight completions, man. That's progress, and I'll stick with a guy like that. You know, as long as you're showing me something.
But dude, you were playing against the Colts.
You rebuilding though.
Yeah, we are rebuilding.
So if the Giants call you,
mm-hmm.
or whoever get that number two pick, and they need a quarterback. If Tampa Bay tank, and they call you and they say we're gonna get a call for the high pick. No, for the high pick. Because y'all trying to start over. Y'all trying to get all that.
Yeah.
Out of the book.
Right. The thing is looking at the draft, I think this is going to be a defensive draft coming up this next year. It's going to be a lot of great defensive players. This was the year of the quarterback. To me, if it's me, I think I build around Carr. I keep him around for another year because Gruden really ain't had an opportunity to work with this guy. But if the Giants call and say, hey, listen, we want to get this pickup, if we could get three first-rounders, if we can get three second-rounders or maybe a fourth or third and a fourth, you know, you got to try to jump on it. I don't know if you can really build a team through the draft anymore. Cleveland owned the draft for 2 years straight. and all they came up with is Garrett and
just made some bad picks though.
They were in position though. They were in position. They were like this year. They were in position. They grabbed Brian Sipe the second. And
call that man Baker Mayfield.
and Denzel Ward.
Hey man, hold on, wait a minute. Baker Mayfield plays to get a line in front of him.
Oh
man, that's all the man did.
That man can't throw a ball outside the. They say, oh, he's good on the run
because he ain't blocking.
What you mean they ain't blocking?
The man getting body slammed and speared.
You know why they picked
him? So he just done forgot how to throw the football, basically.
What I'm saying is the reason why they picked him was because he had a quick release. So playing in Cleveland, you know your line is shitty, so we need somebody to get the ball out the hand. That's not happening. He's getting hammered. He's getting hit. He's getting dunked. He's getting dinked. And like I said, he is all hype, and I ain't seen nothing special out of this kid. This is the only thing I've seen out of him, well, especially running a 4.8. Drew Brees prototype is what he is, and I ain't seen nothing, but if you ain't got no tape on him, he going to do you in. As soon as you get some tape on him, man, that man can't hit nothing. I said, this man can't score no touchdowns. This man has done nothing the last 2 weeks.
He had 2 touchdowns. This weekend, what you talking about?
To the backup Ebron, to the backup tight end. The game was over.
Man, look, this was wrong with y'all Cleveland fans. Y'all got the unrealistic expectations like y'all supposed to. That's, lose the grand, supposed to be winning some.
That's what,
look,
they got.
Y'all got 2 more wins than you had last year. And then you fire your coach in the middle of the season like y'all was supposed to go to the Super Bowl or something. What is going on?
And that's the way that's what I'm saying. Now we're on the same page. They put this guy on a pedestal. You fire your head coach and your offensive coordinator, and you're about to play the Chiefs this weekend? Man, something wrong with y'all.
Oh, they fired Ty Haley, too?
Yeah, Haley.
Yeah,
they fired him, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. And you know the Chiefs probably going to run it up on y'all.
On them.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Listen, I need y'all to let us get Derek Carr in Dallas, and we'll trade y'all back.
You like that? Well, seriously, you Derek Carr?
Derek Carr can throw the ball. He can throw a deep ball.
You can throw a deep ball if you give him time.
Really?
That's why.
Yes, and the Cowboys, Dak Prescott, a lot of his sacks be because he don't throw the ball.
Well, I think they're missing their center. They got a backup center in there, and I think they got a rookie guard or tackle.
Yeah, Gene, he be having a watch. When they play the Titans next Monday, you'll see people running wide open. Either you don't throw it to them, or he overthrow them.
Yeah, I watched him a couple of times. Something's going on. I don't know if he's got like a concussion. He ain't
accurate. Now, you want to talk about Baker Mayfield. At least Baker Mayfield is accurate, even in college.
Well, I don't know.
That first guy.
I don't know
wide
Baker.
Open this season.
I don't know him yet.
I watch every Baker Mayfield game, bro. If you give Baker Mayfield a line, he ate Georgia ass up, and that was a cold defense.
But he could never win the big one. Could never win the big ones. That's the only problem.
Well, he wasn't on defense.
Well.
That is his fault.
Excuse.
They showed 50-some points in the championship game.
Hey, you know what? The college game is totally different from the NFL, as he's seen.
It ain't. Look at Pat Mahomes. You can't say that no more. Look at what Pat Mahomes was doing, the same thing he's doing in the NFL.
Guess what?
Big 12.
Guess what? Watch this weekend. Watch Pat Mahomes do them Browns something stupid. And watch Baker.
You making my point for me. I'm just saying.
Well, watch.
It was a time, bro.
Well, watch Brian Sipe the second.
Man, that man ain't got none compared. He ain't got the weapon.
Man,
Pat Mahomes got Tyreek Hill, Sam Watkins, Kelsey, and Kareem Hunt. Bro, watch what Kansas City do in 2 weeks where they go to play the Rams. And you're going to be like,
they got to get past the Browns,
okay,
first.
Okay, I see. Oh, man.
Did he just say they got to get past the Browns first?
When he light up the Rams, everybody going to be like, all right, this dude for real.
Pat for real is awesome. I like him, and he does some things. He good, man. I ain't going to lie. And I would love to have a guy like him. I hear him talk. You know how you, Tennessee, you listen to guys when they interview? This guy, he gets it. He understands. That guy going to be in the league for a long time. Bar no injuries, and he stay healthy.
I think he's going to be like Rodgers. He's got an arm like Aaron Rodgers. He can make every throw.
Yep.
He just got that unreal arm talent, man. And it only come every so often.
Every so often, yeah.
You don't. Truly. He's born with that.
I agree with that. Yeah, he's something special.
Tomorrow's going to be very
interesting. And the way he be flinging that thing.
Yep. Tomorrow's going to be very interesting with this trade deadline. So we'll see who ends up where. This is going to be real interesting. I hope
Come on, Dallas. Get Jack Rabbit. Call the Giants. They can ready to get rid of everybody over there.
We'll
take Landon Collins, too.
And Golden Tate is also up for trade. The Lions are looking for a mid-round pick for Golden Tate. So, you know, that's
going to be a bad move right there.
That's somebody you can
do. I like Demaryius Thomas.
I love Demaryius Thomas. He's a big receiver. He's a veteran. Very good route runner.
He played in a run-first offense in college. Yep. So he already know what time it is. We can feed Zeke, because see, this is gonna happen with my Cowboys. I think we're gonna let Dak go. Mm. I don't think we're gonna sign him. Jerry might do something stupid and sign him.
Yep.
But Zeke gonna have to. You know what I'm saying? We can't give Zeke that much money, you know, because we might give him a 3-year deal this first go round. But after that, he's gonna be like Le'Veon. Ain't no more. See, Todd Gurley. The Rams gonna run him ragged, and then he gonna be done.
Yep,
that's what people don't understand. Mm-hmm. He's gonna get every liquor drop up out of him, and once he get ready to hit that market, you got 400 and some Priest Holmes type touches.
Yep.
Oh yeah, you finna fall off a cliff.
Oh yeah,
but I won't. You know, we got to make a decision on Dak here shortly. And we probably gonna pay Zeke one contract. And that's going to be that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's going to happen, my boy. We need a quarterback. I wish Kyler Murray was playing football. Yeah. If you want to see somebody play some football, him, Kyler Murray, and that Tua, that's who y'all need to be trying to get.
Tua?
Down there in the Raiders. Tua or Kyler Murray?
The only thing about Tua, man.
I think we're going after... I think mock draft, it changes every – I've been watching every week, but the mock draft got us going after a DN. Bosa is supposed to go pretty high, the one from Ohio State.
But I think they're
looking at him pretty tough.
But right now, if you look at mock drafts, they're looking at – as far as quarterbacks, though, they're looking at Justin Herbert, that boy out of Oregon. But my only thing is, when was the last 6'6" quarterback that was any good?
Out of what do you mean, Will? Like out of the
when was the last
period?
When was a guy 6'6"? When was he any good or productive in the NFL? 6'6". I ain't talking about 6'5", like Cam Newton.
Right.
Cam Newton 6'5". Okay, he's a verified 6'5".
You got to worry about him seeing over the line.
Yeah, or Big Ben.
I like Andrew Luck.
We still got to play them.
Yeah, y'all still got to play the coach.
Indianapolis on the schedule.
Yeah, I like the luck.
And Tampa Bay, I just want to say one more thing. Tampa Bay, I don't know why y'all bench James Winston before they play the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
We need James on the field when we play the Bucs.
You just want them turnovers, that's all.
You already know. Good for at least two a game.
Oh, my goodness.
At least.
Oh,
what? Here's the latest mock. And – they got either Oakland, we're going to get 2 or 3, but they got us at 3. They got us looking at, like, Nick Bosa is supposed to be there at number 2. I think San Francisco looking at him pretty tough. But Ed Oliver, the defensive tackle out of Houston. I like that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the number one pick is this guy out of Alabama, you know, Jonah Williams from Alabama.
But I like to, the only thing.
D lineman.
He's offensive tackle.
I don't think about Tua. The only thing about Tua, you ain't seen him play in the fourth quarter yet. So let's see.
Tua coming out next year. He'll be number one pick next year.
Yeah, he'll be number. Yeah, you think? He'll leave
in 2020.
Yeah, because I think they're going after his brother. I think they're gonna go after his brother. And then when he leaves, he'll take over. Jalen Hurts will come out. I think Jalen Hurts gonna drop down about fourth or fifth round, man.
Would you even take a chance on Jalen Hurts?
Not as a quarterback. I don't know whatever capacity to use him in, but unless he has a history, you know, before he got to Alabama that he played another position.
Right.
But he, as far as quarterback, I mean,
I wouldn't
take a chance on him.
If Kelly Bryant wanted to play in the NFL, it'd be a high pick.
Mm-hmm.
If I was him, the one that left Clemson, I'd go to Oklahoma.
Ooh. Play
for Lincoln Riley.
Ooh.
I go play for Lincoln Riley.
You go play for Brian Sipe the second's old coach.
Brian Sipe the second.
Man, look, Lincoln Riley ain't no joke.
He ain't. A lot of the college stuff.
They was talking Cleveland. For him. He told him he got up on that stand. He looked at all those reporters in the media. He said, "Listen here.
Hey, hell no. Who want to go to that dump?
Who want to go to that damn? I love Oklahoma." He said,
"Oh, I'm fine here."
Yeah.
Now, Dallas call, he might change the tune to be like,
If Dallas call, one of them good weather states call, like Dallas or L.A., oh, yeah.
Right.
Or Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But not Cleveland. Ooh, it's too cold.
You got to think about it. No, he ain't leaving Oklahoma. Leaving Oklahoma Sooners for Cleveland Browns, that's a step down. That's demotion.
Yep.
That's a demotion.
And then another thing you got to give Riley credit for, too, a lot of his concepts have been scooped up by the NFL. They sent scouts and executives to go see Lincoln Riley and kind of pick his brain a little bit. And a lot of that stuff you see in the NFL nowadays from the college level is being ran.
Hence, you know why? You know why? Because a lot of them old heads from the NFL, they're getting the hell up out of there.
Yep. Yep.
Remember, they used to be afraid of the Big 12
on
points and spread and all that. Now, it's all about offense, bro. You got to figure out how to score some points.
Kick
field goals, get you beat.
You got to score. So
these days.
Particularly with these trash-ass kickers you got in the league nowadays. I said it before. We need to get rid of kickers altogether. Everything starts from the 20.
What do you think is the problem with that? Is this a bad batch of kickers, or is this? Do we need to change where they're kicking it from?
It's difficult, man. That's 25 extra points.
Yeah.
It ain't no guarantees.
No more, right, man. And then all these kickers.
I think they need to incorporate in the NFL and college. If it's like fourth or two or shorter, everybody got to go for it.
Yeah.
Gotta go for it.
Yeah. Because these kickers.
I always thought that.
These kickers are trash, man. Tones, you remember back in the day, guys, when Florida State used to play in Miami and the field goal kicker missed wide right?
Scott Bentley, but what was the one?
Or a few years.
Nick Maury.
Yep.
Used to miss. Bentley made his.
But
they went wide right twice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, can you imagine?
Yeah, until y'all got bitten.
Can you imagine if you would have took that away, and they went for the game winner, man? I'm not trying to kick anybody out no job. I ain't trying to make sure. I want everybody to be gainfully employed like myself. But man, please, were you missing extra points? You missing chip shots for field goals? Nah, bro.
Well, Ty Montgomery got Sean McVay off the hook yesterday for going for a field goal when old boy could have scored. They played for the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
But if Aaron Rodgers got that ball back, they probably lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they knew they couldn't put that ball back in his hand. Ty Gurley, a smart move on his part.
I'm
that was not a – Me personally, I don't think that was a smart move.
Was you looking at fantasy points?
No, I'm just saying, because if Ty Montgomery don't fumble, Aaron Rodgers going to lead them to a field goal. That's what he do.
That's what he do.
But if Gurley would have scored and they'd have got the 2-point conversion, they'd have been up by 7.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the only thing Aaron Rodgers would have been able to do is tie him up. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He'd been able to beat him. That's why I said that.
Yeah. Well, I think they didn't want to take a chance on even putting the ball back in his hand, period. Don't even give him a chance.
They did. They kicked the field goal.
No.
And Montgomery ran it out and fumbled.
Right.
Yeah, he went out from because he went. I'm saying, yeah, because he went against what the coach probably wanted, being a hard head.
That's why I cut him. That's what I'm saying.
If Gurley would have scored a touchdown and then he got 2-point conversion, mm-hmm. Rodgers wouldn't have been able to beat him.
Right.
Right.
That's what I was saying.
But that's why mm-hmm. I
he
cut
got him. Off the hook. McVay got off the hook, but
I would. I cut.
And Rodgers probably would have got him.
I'll cut Ty Montgomery. I'll cut him.
And Dallas can pick him right on up.
You literally cut him off the team?
Cut him off the team. We'll see what we're going to do. We'll cut Tavon off and put him right in his spot. Come on.
Will sounded like he want to cut him for real and
cut him. Cut him off the team.
Cut him. Because Ty Montgomery show gave us a business a couple times. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little disappointed in Tavon Austin. I thought Tavon Austin was going to do some good things in Dallas.
They don't know how to use him.
I was Dallas. He's an athlete, and they really don't know how to use that guy, man.
I like Tavon.
Their main focus to me, like I said, they're missing their main guy at center. The guy at center now is the backup. This guy's got some type of something's going on. It's some health stuff going on with him. And then they got a rookie right guard or a rookie right tackle in that line. And you know what? It'll change some things for Dak. But Dak has lost his accuracy. I don't know what the hell is this dude be thinking when he dropped back.
Mm-hmm.
We have a guy open for 6 yards and staring down like, well, you don't get it today.
Well, that's the thing, man. When you got Zeke needs space. So Dallas need to be in a 4-wide set, 2x2, Zeke in the backfield, and just play the numbers game. That's simple.
Well,
4-wide, put Tavon Austin, Cole Beasley in the slot, and Amari Cooper and. If you want to put Gallup out there, the other one, or
I'll put Gallup Hearns, out there.
Whoever.
I'll put Allen Hurns out there.
Exactly. But
Allen
here's
Hurns
the deal with
trash. Where you go to
Zeke, you got to understand what type of. I mean, I know he's been there, what? This is Zeke's, what, second year or third year? This is his third year. But you got to understand, Zeke came out of college. All they played was a spread. He did a lot of blocking down there at Ohio State. My thing with Zeke is he does need space, but he definitely needs linemen to create holes for him. He's not a back that could get small per se. I think he could beat guys to a certain part of the field with his speed because it's really deceptive. But the reason why he's not as productive is because that line is just not opening holes for him. And then
Because it's too condensed in them, man. They need to be spread out.
Right.
They need to be spread out.
And that's what he used to play in. He used to play in a read option, spread type offense. He's not really used to quarterback being under center. You know what I mean?
And then you make the defense play dime or 4 DBs on the field at a minimal all the time.
You know what?
Scott Linehan, he's one of them old play callers. He's going to use the tight end and playing the phone booth and all that crap. The game wide open, man. You need space.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. You know what? I got to get up and do that adult thing in the morning.
Oh, we about to end it right now.
Yeah, man.
We about to end it right now.
Hanging with y'all, man.
Thank you, man. It's been a while, too. I'm glad you called in, man. It was always good talking to you.
Thank you for calling in, Tony. So we appreciate you. We appreciate you as always, all right, man. Fella. And last but not least, last show we need to look at for the week would be Turnbuckle Throwbacks, episode 279 with Philly Phil and Choppy. Then it'd be this fine show once again, the Sports Report Podcast, Monday night, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw. Gene, is there anything you want to get out there before we get out of here for the night?
Yeah, we got, you know, I want to close the show tonight saying that the Browns are a franchise that I don't think they're ever going to get it. Brian Sipe II will not take this team anywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
He is not what people think he is. He has way more to show me. I said if he could win 10 games, then I would give him his respect and call him by his name. Obviously, that's not going to happen. So I'm still out on this whole thing. I'm glad that Hugh got released from that hellhole. I would really love him to really take a look at coming down and working with John Gruden. And I think he's a hell of a OC. I really like that guy, and hopefully he does. But I hope he lands somewhere where he could be beneficial. He might go back to Cincinnati. You never know. But I just want to tell you that that guy that's quarterbacking up in Cleveland right now, he is not the answer.
All right. You heard it from the Cleveland connection, Mr. Gene. You heard it. All right, for Gene, for Tony C, for Doom, and myself, I'll see you guys next week. Everybody have a good night and take care.
See ya.